Good afternoon on a hot and humid late summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have made it up into the 90s in many spots. In fact, we hit that 90-degree mark as early as noon and 1 o'clock in many locations, and our dew points are way up as well. Dew point temperatures are running anywhere from the upper 60s to low, and in some cases, mid-70s this afternoon. A reminder that when that dew point does hit 70, it begins to feel oppressive. When the dew point hits the mid-70s, it's downright tropical. So it's feeling very much like Florida around here this afternoon. In fact, I was taking a look at some of the reports out of Florida, the weather observations, and we're pretty much in the same territory as Florida this afternoon. So we're taking some of that sunshine state weather and transporting it up here into the Northeast. Over the next couple of hours, you may see a passing shower or storm in just a couple of spots. I don't think everybody gets wet. I think more of us stay dry, but I can't rule out a rogue passing thunderstorm in some area, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, we're looking ahead to another warm and very humid night across our area, another night that is going to be really rough for sleeping for those without air conditioning. Lows will be largely in the 70s. A few spots may sneak into the upper 60s, especially well to the north and west of the capital region. Moving into the day tomorrow, it's going to be another scorcher as temperatures make it up into the 90s in many spots once again, and the humidity is sky high as well. So the heat advisories that are in effect today are also going to be in effect tomorrow across much of our area. And when you factor in the humidity, the heat index, the feels like temperatures, will be up around the upper 90s to near 100 in many spots tomorrow afternoon. Now, as we head into the later part of the day, a cold front will approach from the northwest, and that could set off some showers and storms later in the day, especially north and west of Albany, though even in Albany, a storm or a shower could pop up later tomorrow afternoon. Showers and storms will work from north to south across the area tomorrow night, and that front will be south of Albany by Thursday. So areas south of Albany have the best chance to see some more thunderstorms on Thursday, and we'll see less humid air work in from the north Thursday into Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, especially this evening. Some areas of locally dense fog. It'll be warm and humid, low 68 to 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, a chance of afternoon or evening thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with some areas of fog, warm and humid, low 68 to 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy with some areas of locally dense fog, warm and very humid, lows in the 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, high 90 to 95. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, warm and humid, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially south of Albany, highs in the 70s and 80s, and on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.